One in seven. It doesn't seem extraordinarily rare, does it? No one makes a big deal when something happens 14% of the time. That's 1/7 of the time. Like, one in seven Americans polled say they do not believe in heaven. Okay. According to a recent Gallup poll, one in seven people say that in general, they are satisfied with the way things are going in this country at this time. One in seven New York Christmases are white Christmases. And yet, when it comes to today's date, the particular date of the month, falling on this particular day of the week, well, some people are freaked out because it is Friday the 13th.
Friday the 13th.
Donald Dossie is a phobia and disaster expert. Sounds like a great job to me. He's the author of Holiday Folklore, Phobias and Fun, Mythical Origins, Scientific Treatments. And he's also the founder of the Stress Management Center/Phobia Institute of Southern California in Asheville, North Carolina. Hello, Dr. Dossie.
Yes, Mike. How are you today?
I am well. I understand that you have coined the word for fear of Friday the 13th. What is that word?
Well, I had to do some research and coin the word parascavidecatriophobia.
Parascavi. What's the derivation of those?
And I used to tell my patients, when you learn how to pronounce it, you're cured.
How'd you come up with that?
Well, I called the Greek consulate, actually. Called them up and said, how do you say Friday the 13th? And they told me, Parascavi Deca. I said, well, thank you very much. And now it's found in a lot of the medical journals.
How'd you first get into researching Friday the 13th?
I had some patients at that time who were afraid of Friday the 13th, and so I thought doing the research in the origins, you know, why Friday, why the number 13, that would help my patients.
Well, what did you find about the origins?
What I did find is I became obsessed. Friday, historically, has been an unlucky day. Most scholars erroneously say that Friday, because Christ is reported as being crucified on a Friday, but it goes back to witches in Greek and Roman times. The witches gathered on a Friday, and in Norse mythology, the great god of joy and gladness was killed, the son of Frigga. And Frigga is from which we get our day Friday.
Mm-hmm.
She was so incensed and so mad. You know, you don't go around killing somebody's son.
Right. And 13 was always kind of unlucky. I mean, the explanation I knew is it's fear of the unknown. Once you count all the fingers on your hands and then you count your 2 feet, 13 is beyond that. But is there another reason why we fear 13?
That's right. So that they speculated that early man looked down, you know, and did that, and they didn't know what was next. Goes again back 2,000, 3,000 years ago to North mythology. The same god, Nodir, that got killed, he was having a dinner party with 12 of the gods up in Valhalla when the 13th uninvited guest came in and had him killed with the tip of a mistletoe. And that's when the whole earth got dark and the whole earth mourned.
And 3,000 years later, how many people actually have a fear versus just kind of know of it's this funny cultural touchstone?
You know, Mike, it's really interesting, but it's been estimated now probably between 17 and 21 million Americans have some form of parascavidecatriophobia. The symptoms range from mild anxiety to a nagging sense of doom until some people today will not get out of bed.
Do you think the people who erect buildings play into this fear by not including a 13th floor?
Absolutely. And some airlines I found, one in California, did not have the gate number 13.
So they should do it. In your opinion, they should say, this is 3,000 years old and we're making some people not get out of bed and possibly missing their connections. We should put 13 on our floors and on our gates.
Well, I personally believe that, but I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah.
You see, this is so ingrained in the zeitgeist, so ingrained in the collective unconscious that the number 13 and Friday the 13th specifically is going to be around for a long time.
Well, if that many people, which is, you know, maybe 8% of the population, have some sort of fear, perhaps there's someone listening to our voices right now who has a fear of Friday the 13th. Give them a little over-the-phone, cut-rate psychiatry, if you would. What would you tell them?
I'd tell them this. Number one, there are no fewer than one and no more than three Friday the 13th in any one year.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's just the day that bothers them, and it doesn't get in the way of their life. It doesn't bother them in their employment or their relationships, that I say, chill out. You know, tomorrow's the 14th, and it's a Saturday. But if somebody has a severe fear, just like of any kind of fear, I would have them to recognize that they're looking in the wrong direction, Mike, rather than focusing on something that's more exciting or what, you know, like their goals.
Or you could maybe just convince them that it's, say you could picture yourself living in Perth, Australia, because it's already a day ahead. It's not even Friday the 13th there.
Very good. That's right. But you got to be careful of trying to use logic, because logic does not work by the very nature of a phobia. Phobia is an illogical fear. But having them look at the calendar and thinking about Australia, that's a very good point. In fact, I might rip you off and have that done.
You got it. Well, we ripped off your expertise in this interview, so it's quid pro quo. Thanks a lot. Behavioral scientist Donald Dossie is the founder of the Stress Management Center and Phobia Institute of Southern California in Asheville, North Carolina. He lectured about post-traumatic stress disorder. Thank you, Dr. Dossie.
Thank you, Mike.